Hey y'all, what's going on my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the 5-Dimensional Strength Coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince Podcast. Today's topic is this. I'm tired. I struggle to do a whiny voice, but that's the whiny voice I'm going to roll with is I'm tired. All right, so last night I slept like an idiot. I woke up really fucking early. Like, I went to bed late, for starters, which is never a good thing for me. Like, usually I'm in bed by 10, 10:30, asleep by 10:30 type thing. But I probably didn't get to sleep last night till after 11, which is no good for me on a school night especially. However, that's okay. And then I was like, oh yeah, fuck, I got a good sleep. I had a webinar booked for 5 a.m. that I had to be on, and I had to attend. I didn't have to attend, I chose to attend. I've got a new marketing and sales mentor, which is really cool. So he's really good. I like him so far, and I'm learning some cool stuff so far. So hopefully I keep learning some cool stuff. But anyway, I had a meeting booked with him at 5 a.m., which is, it's early now. Like, I used to get up at 5 all the time, and I still do get up at 5, 5:30 most of the time, but it's hard to function with your brain at that time, right? So when you're thinking like, get up at 5, it's easy. Like, I used to get up at 5, but then I'd have to like 6 before I had to function because I'd be coaching at 6. But when you're like on a webinar and you're learning shit as soon as you get out of bed, it's kind of difficult. You're a bit groggy for a little bit. So I try and get up like 10, 15 minutes early so I'm sort of ready to go. Anyway, I did that. I had that all booked in. And anyway, I woke up at like 3 o'clock, maybe even earlier. I didn't check my time. I've got this thing with the blue light. I don't like looking at my phone because it generally wakes you up more once you check the time. So I was like, oh shit. Anyway, so I was up. I knew it was early. Got to like probably 3:30-ish. I checked the time to see if I was like close enough to 5 to get out of bed. I'm like, it's 3:30 or 3:23 or whatever it was. I'm like, shit. So I'm laying there. Anyway, it got to the point where it was like 4:30-ish. And then I got up. I was like, all right, cool. I'm done with this. I'm going to get up. I'm going to start my day, do some stuff, get some things happening, get a bit of coffee and caffeine up, and just go for it. And I just started my day as normal. And it sucks that I'm feeling really tired. I do feel like hungover and groggy, but I'm still going about my day as planned. So what my days look like so far is currently just 9:59. So it's about to tick over to 10. I'm on my way to jiu-jitsu. It's not usually a jiu-jitsu day for me, but because I am tired and groggy, my productivity's shit. So I figured I may as well do something active and physical to, you know, at least I'm progressing in that aspect of my life, which should be good. So anyway, I got up. I'm doing this marketing and sales call type thing at 5 o'clock, and walking at the same time. So I went walking. I walked like an 8K track, I reckon it was. So I was probably walking for like an hour or so, just up and down hills, just walking around, listening to this guy talking, learning stuff. And then I got home. I was just chilling out, did some journaling, just, you know, charging my phone, that sort of shit, nothing exciting. Went and had a float, got into the float tank. Floating is a fantastic way to hack sleep. All right, so floating is a way, essentially, if you're in a deep float state, they, from what I've heard, I don't know if this is a fact, but from what I've been told by people that are smarter than me, is that it's equivalent to 4 times the amount of time that you're in there when you're in the float tank in terms of sleep, right? So if you're in the float tank for an hour, which I was in the float tank for an hour, generally spend about an hour in there. I was in the float tank for an hour, and they reckon that that's equivalent to 4 hours sleep. So in my brain, I'm like, fuck it. I woke up at 3, but I floated for an hour. So really I woke up at 7, so I'm good to go for the day. And I do feel significantly better. I still do feel a bit hungover, but I haven't been drinking. I just feel groggy, but the float really, really helped. So I had my float. I knew that would help me. And then I started the day again. So I had some brekkie, now I'm off to training and ready to rock. So my point of all of this stuff, the point of all this isn't to sort of be like, oh, cool, you get tired, you just gotta hustle through it. I think that's fucking ridiculous, don't do that. However, when you're not sleeping or tired and you got shit on your mind and you're stressed out and you can't sleep at 3 a.m, what is gonna happen if you like just sort of try and fight it the whole time and give up on everything that you're trying to do, and make sure that, you know, you hear people use that excuse of, I'm tired, I don't want to do anything, I'm not going to train because I'm fucking tired, right? People get tired and that's okay. Okay, now, what I can promise you guys, that if you start to, like, making action, taking action, moving forwards, you will feel better, right? It's something that, like, I see with a lot of people. You never walk out of a workout or exercise feeling worse, unless you're slightly injured and you're trained through an injury, which is kind of crazy, which I do all the time, but it's kind of dumb. Wouldn't recommend that. But when you're in that state, the only time you feel bad walking out of workouts, if you're injured, you injure yourself further, right? You're never going to walk in tired, train, and, you know, do something productive and move forward and feel worse for that. See, I'm going to do jiu-jitsu now. I'm hoping it tires me out and I can have a nap this afternoon that's a quality deep sleep. That would be amazing. If it works, it works. If not, I've still done jiu-jitsu. I feel buzzed after it and I feel great. So what I'm trying to get at, guys, there is a point to all of this stuff. It is basically, when you're looking at every area of your life, when you start thinking across the five dimensions, you're going to get tired. Right, shit's not gonna go right. You're gonna get stressed out, which might cause you to stop sleeping. I've got a car that's trying to fucking kill me. What are you doing, mate? Chill. I'm not gonna say immigrant, but it was an immigrant that just tried to cut me off for this. I'm driving up the Anthony's Cutting. There's two lanes completely open, and this chick just tries to pull into my lane and nearly ran straight into the front of my car. Thank you, lady. And then she realized and she pulled off, and then I looked at her. She didn't make eye contact. That's that's interesting. I hope she doesn't crash into anyone, hurt herself. But she's going about that 30 k's below the speed limit too, so could be an interesting day for somebody. Anywho, back to it. In your life, you're going to get tired, right? There's going to be shit that goes wrong. There's going to be things that keep you up at night. There's going to be things that, you know, just wear you down, right? And it's going to happen, right? It might be in your body. You might get an injury. It's like, what do you do when you get an injury? Do you just quit everything? Do you just eat Doritos on the couch and, you know, become a slob? Actually, had a friend of mine, Cody, who was on the podcast a few weeks ago. He's done his knee and he's got to get knee surgery next week. And I was having a conversation with him on Instagram. He put up a photo of him with his crutches. And I said, oh, how's recovery going, man? And he goes, he said something about he's just doing heaps of upper body stuff. So he's doing, like, he's training week at the moment. It's like three push and pull days, which would be like a bench press row or an overhead press pull up. And he'd have it structured like that, I'm guessing. And it would be probably heavy, medium, light. So you're doing a heavy day and then a medium intensity day, and then a hypertrophy based day, which is light and pump based work. He's doing that. And then on the in between days, he was doing core and arms, and he had like a 5-day training plan for all upper body. And I said, what's your goal out of this? He goes, I want to look like a Dorito. So he's talking about that big V back, trying to look like a Dorito. I thought that was quite funny. But instead of getting injured and eating Doritos, not looking like a Dorito, you're going to look like a fucking potato if you're eating too many Doritos when you're injured. There's other stuff you can do, right? I always use the excuse, not the excuse, like the example of my boy Cam Marrott. I don't know if he listens to this show. I hope he does, because he's fucking hilarious and I love him. But he broke his arm because he fell off his bike because he was trying to show off to his girlfriend. And I think it worked because they're still together, but he fell off his bike years ago and broke his arm, like fucked his elbow completely, had to get surgery. It was fucked, like it was a mess. And it still is, it still doesn't straighten. Although it doesn't really give him much pain and hold him back in his strength too much. He just can't lock his arm out. So when we're benching, I sort of have to spot him because I know when he's locked out, and a lot of people keep going, press it up, mate, press it up. And he's at full lockout. But Cam, he broke his elbow and he said to me, he's like, oh, I want to keep training because I'm on a roll and I know it's good for me. Is there anything I can do? I'm like, dude, you can definitely train the other side and you will have a carryover in your strength. Now, there's been studies, I haven't read these studies, exercise science graduates was telling me about this. There's a 30-something percent carryover, let's call it a 30% carryover, from bilateral movements. So if you just train, and in Cam's case, I believe it was his left arm we trained, I think it was his right elbow he broke, and it was his left arm we trained. We built his left arm up to being able to clean and press the beast kettlebell, right? This is a few years ago. This was when the beast kettlebell was super heavy in the gym. Now there's fucking heaps of people doing it, which is crazy. So that's a 48 kilo kettlebell. People are throwing it above the head in a snatch form, or they're clean and pressing it. Like, I don't get it, but there's a lot of strong units in there. Anyway, Cam was doing it. He was one of the only, like, a handful of people that were clean and pressing this thing. And he was doing it when his other elbow was completely broken. Like, it was in a cast or a sling or whatever it was in, and he was just smashing out this weight. When he was able to start getting back into his broken elbow side and rehabbing that, we started with a 12 kilo kettlebell, but within like 3 months, I believe it was, he was clean and pressing the beast overhead, right? We rehabbed it safely, like there's no issues, and it wasn't rapid progression. It was just that the carryover and strength was so big. All right, so when people tell me, hey, look, I've hurt my fucking big toe or my ankle, I'm not gonna train legs for the next year, I give him that story and give him that example. And that's really, really true. Now, as we move through the other dimensions, think about your mind, right? What do people give up when they're tired? They give up their meditation, they give up their journaling. They're the only two things that are gonna keep you fucking sane if you're not sleeping, right? For me, I lose sleep because I get stressed and anxious as shit. Like, I've got some things going on with staff transitioning out, and like just all this different stuff going on in the gym. There's different things I'm building. There's just a lot of stuff going on. New clients coming in. I fucked up the dates for a new group I'm starting. It's starting tonight when I thought it was meant to start next week. But so I screwed that up. So I need to refix all that and market to get 6 new people in. So there's heaps of different stuff. Now, if I don't, that's what's keeping me up at night, right? If I don't journal, meditate, all that stuff stays running around in my head, and it's most likely I'm not gonna sleep again well tonight, right? It's just the way it is, right? You go into your domain of your relationships, right? Think about your connection with people. If you show up like a dickhead to your wife, your partner, your boyfriend, husband, whoever, if you show up like a dickhead because you're tired, it's gonna make everything worse. And then you start to go into the domain of business, right? It's so frustrating to me to see this, because I've had conversations with people about just this, right? And I've done this to myself before, so don't think like I'm talking down to anyone. This is all like experience that I've had, so don't think that I'm greater than thou, because I am the idiot that does all this stuff myself. But when I get tired, that's in the past, what I've done is just deleted every single social media app off my phone. I don't not recommend doing this, because I think it's a good thing. But at the moment, I've got some marketing and shit to do that I need those apps on my phone, because it's productive for me, right? But I'll go into a hole and you won't hear from me for a few days. Like, you won't hear maybe a week or so, right? Like, last time I went into this deep hole, I got rid of every single social media app off my phone. I actually got my phone number like scratched, so now I've got my actual phone that I have now. There's like my mum and Chantel has my number, and that's it. So like there's like a handful of people that have my number, and that was through a burnout. Like, it just, when I go into that state, I make rash decisions, I like snap at people in business, I just turn into a douchebag, and no marketing gets done, no sales gets done, nothing good happens in that time. So that is something that you need to be careful of. So when you start to look at this fatigue state, that's where you really have to start doubling down on everything to get back not feeling tired. All right, so you're not gonna go out and hustle your way out of it. Like, I know I use that word a lot lately. One of the boys was telling me last night, he loves it when I say that, but I'm using the word hustle a fair bit. But if you think about trying to like sprint your way out of something where you need to actually slow down, that's not gonna help. Now, all of this stuff, all of it pairs into together, okay? So I want you to have a think about this very simple question. Where in your life are you basically screwing yourself when you're tired, right? Is it in your body? Is it in your mind? Is it in your relationships, business, or is it in your fun? Right? I find a lot of the time going out and doing something fun, like for me right now, going to jiu-jitsu, that's the best cure for a tired body, tired mind. Right, getting some activity happening, like trying to strangle people, trying not to get strangled myself. That's gold for me. That's a lot of fun, and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna play some, I was playing some NBA basketball just before this. I played a game, dominated it, and that's my morning. So by the mid-afternoon, I should be feeling really refreshed to start work tonight. So that's just some stuff to think about, guys. I know I've gone around in circles a lot. I am fatigued and tired. I've been up since 3, but I hope that makes a little bit of sense and helps you out in some way. So I want you to think about what area in your life are you screwing yourself up when you get tired? And then part two to that is, when you get tired, what's your game plan? What's your strategy for your next time? What do you know that if you do will work and help you get back on track to, you know, recovering and sleeping well the next night and getting back into the swing of things? So anyway, I hope that helps out in some way, guys. I appreciate you all. If you have any questions, please hit me up. I'm happy to help out the best I can. But beyond that, guys, share this up with anybody who you think might, you know, get something out of this. Hopefully there's a fair few people that do get stuff out of this. But I appreciate you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.